Dr. Greger, let's first talk about, if we can, mad cow specifically. For those who may not be aware of this, how does the animal get mad cow disease?
The first case of mad cow disease was thought to be in 1986 over in Great Britain. And the question is, well, wait a second, where did this disease come from in the first place? Well, we think that the cows got it by eating diseased sheep, sheep with a spongiform encephalopathy or a sponge-like brain disease called scrapie. Now, for your listeners to think, well, wait a second, cows don't eat sheep, right? They're herbivores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately not in modern agribusiness. In modern agribusiness, we use things with euphemisms such as meat and bone meal or protein concentrates, mashed up bits of animals left over at the slaughterhouse floor and rendered down or boiled down into animal feed. Animal feed, which is fed to dairy cows, for example, to increase milk production as a cheap protein source. And so it was this, you know, not only, and then, so we fed the sheep to the cows and then fed the meat and bone meal from the cows back to the cows. So not only have we made cows into meat eaters in this country and around the world, but to cannibals as well. And it was this cannibalistic feeding cycle that led to the amplification and spread of this deadly disease.
Now, right now they're testing primarily, what, a cow's spine tissue and brain tissue?
Yes.
Have they been able to expand that yet in other areas of that animal?
Well, we do have data. We have human autopsy data where when we do autopsies on human CJD victims, for example, we find that many of their muscle samples contain these deadly prions, these deadly pathogens that cause these diseases. And in laboratory animal models, similarly, we're able to find these prions replicating in the muscle tissue. We have yet to find it in the muscle tissue of beef cattle, but those tests are now being done currently. The concern, of course, unfortunately, although the brain tissue, the spinal cord and brain, has the highest titer of infection, is the most infectious part of the animal, unfortunately, during the processing, the slaughter and processing of that animal's, unfortunately, the muscle meat, which is what we actually eat, can be contaminated with central nervous system tissue, and that way, even if we're just eating a steak, for example, not a hamburger, that can contain some of these riskier tissues. Even if we're just eating a steak, unfortunately, we can get some of that central nervous system contamination. So we need to completely eliminate it from our food supply and take concrete, practical measures to reduce exposure of the American population.
Because they do not have further testing available. Right now, as we just mentioned, they can only test the spine tissue and the brain tissue. What then are the possibilities that this BSE prion could be going into the other food sources of the animal, the cheese that they make from the milk and everything else?
Well, according to the World Health Organization, dairy is safe. But, of course, according to the World Health Organization, one shouldn't eat any tissues, including milk, from an animal with the disease. And the reason they're kind of waffling is we have very little data at this point. There was this case report reported in the early 90s in the New England Journal of Medicine of this pregnant Japanese woman who very tragically died of CJD, and her first milk, her colostrum, was found infectious in laboratory mice. And so that raised the question, well, could these prions indeed be found in milk? But, of course, this was human milk to mice. Does bovine milk affect humans? Basically, we don't know. I would, however, place it very low on the hierarchy of risk. If one's worried about the safety of the food that one feeds one family, I would put dairy very low, and the riskiest products really are these kind of cheap processed meat products, the hot dogs, hamburgers, fast food pizza toppings, fast food taco fillings. These can have some of the riskier tissues that we know of and are really the riskiest things in the food supply in terms of prions or mad cow disease risk.
Could there be more deaths associated with mad cow, CJD, that one, might not be reported, or two, just misdiagnosed?
Well, certainly. Over the last 20 years, as you alluded to earlier, the rates of Alzheimer's disease in the United States have absolutely skyrocketed. According to the CDC, Alzheimer's disease is now the eighth leading cause of death in the United States, affecting an estimated 4 million Americans. Now, about 20% of people who are clinically diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, however, are found at autopsy to actually not have had Alzheimer's at all. And a number of autopsies studies have, at Yale and elsewhere, have shown that a few percent of these Alzheimer's deaths may, in fact, be CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And given this new research showing that infected beef may be responsible for some of this sporadic CJD, potentially thousands of Americans may already be dying because of mad cow disease every year.
How quickly would it affect someone, Michael? Here's an example. Someone goes out to dinner, and maybe he eats something, some meat that may be tainted. I mean, will this be something instantly where maybe the next day he just won't feel good, and then it lies dormant in him for a long time? How fast does that move through his system?
You know, because it's like similar diseases like AIDS or HIV, for example, there is a long silent incubation period. And so one wouldn't feel the difference eating contaminated meat, and the incubation period for these diseases can literally be decades long. So the people that are dying now over in Europe presumably ate infected meat maybe 10, 20 years ago. And so it silently builds up in the body. We know from laboratory animal data that when you feed an animal infected cow brains, for example, it first lodges in the intestines, goes to the spleen, climbs up what's called the splenic or spleen nerve to the spinal cord, and slowly, literally over years, creeps up the spinal cord into one's brain and then starts the disease.